It's the Community Spotlight on KUAF. I'm Pete Hartman. We're celebrating literacy in September with help from the Ozark Literacy Council. And today in the Nancy Blair Operations Studio, speaking to Paul Johnson. Paul, thanks for being with us.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Let's talk about some of your history with OLC. How long have you been associated with this group?
I've been there almost 8 years now. I moved to Fayetteville and immediately ran into OLC looking for a volunteer opportunity.
Okay.
And once I walked through the front door, that was it.
Okay. You teach class. You conduct tutor training. You're the IT guy. You bring your riding lawnmower up to mow the lawn up there. You serve as the photographer. You've done it all.
You know, we're a small nonprofit, and everybody is a volunteer, except I think we have a paid staff of about three.
Okay.
So 60 or 70 volunteers. So when something needs to be done, it just needs to be done. So,
nice.
You know, you step in and do what you can.
So, you know, specifically talking about the tutoring, the education part of this itself, what is that like?
It's the most incredible thing because you're watching people grow. As a student some years ago said, she got her voice back.
And you know, when I stop Paul and actually say this out loud, there are those who cannot read and get through their day.
They do.
That has to be so difficult.
If you think back to some time when you were traveling in a foreign country where you didn't speak the language, you just figured out a way to get things done. And that's what non-readers have to do. One way or another, they just do it.
Is there a story that really jumps out that it was like, oh, wow, what a successful, this time it worked?
I'm trying to think. Because I deal mostly with English as a second language, so those stories are a little different. But to see someone come in and be able to do not much more than say, hello, my name is, and then a year or so later, to see them getting a job and going into the community. And sure, it's still difficult for them, but when you see somebody able to do that, it's pretty exciting. Economically and socially, it helps everybody. For international people, they become integrated into our society. Then financially, they're able to go to work and contribute more. So yes, everybody wins when everybody reads.
Is it difficult to become a tutor? What type of training are we talking about?
Well, it's somebody said once you have to be able to speak English better than your student. It's a little more involved than that, of course. We do a monthly training session for new tutors that runs 3 or 3.5 hours. We then go into kind of the theory of teaching, but from a practical aspect, how to build a lesson plan, how to build a tutoring session so that you're learning how to pay attention to what the student's needs are that may not be exactly the same as the student's goal. Because you will hear things, and then you can sneak that thing into the next lesson. So if they want to study, for example, for a citizenship exam, but you've heard from conversations that they have trouble with verb-subject agreement, you can just slip that in. You could ask your student what they did this past weekend and then make notes of errors as they're talking to you. And then switch it to ask them what they're going to do the coming weekend. And then at the end of that hour or 90 minutes or whatever it is, you can then go into the theory of what happened, what it is that they just did.
How quickly on average can someone pick up a working knowledge of speaking English?
If they come in able to tell you their name, within a year, usually they can go out in society and find a low-level job of some kind or be able to talk to their child's teacher, to make a doctor's appointment, things, so what we call survival English.
Yeah, but what a difference in that 1 year.
Right, yeah, exactly.
If someone's interested, looking for something to do, why do you think they might want to do this?
We talk about altruism, but of course there is no such thing. But what you get back from seeing the growth is so much more than what you give. It's just an incredible place. And the way the way they operate OLC, it becomes a family for many of the international students. So you get to you get to see them grow. You get to see their confidence growing, and those who wind up staying in the country, then you watch them become Americans.
That's got to be a special thing.
It is.
Paul, thanks for talking to us.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
September is National Literacy Month. For information, OzarkLiteracy.org. It's the Community Spotlight, where local matters.